And I'm absolutely delighted to be joined on the line by the president of the Captains of Cork Industry, Reggie from the Blackrock Road. Hi, Reggie. How are you today?
I'm very good, Orla. How are things?
Things are very well. And I'm so privileged to have you with me. I know you're a very, very busy man. So thank you for taking the time to chat.
Do you know, Orla, I'm not really. I have to say, I don't really have a job, per se. But
right. Okay, so I thought, though, being the president of the Captains of Cork Industry would keep you busy, you know, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have certain things we would do, obviously. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, beach apartheid, for instance, was one where we segregated the beaches of Cork.
Right.
East Cork was left for the Northsiders, and the Norries, they could play hurling with their greyhounds, and then we just have the ones on the far west by Crookhaven. So we'd have little things like that, which I wouldn't really have to work every day of the week.
Right, okay. And have you never been down here, so to Yalstrand, Reggie? You know, I mean, there's...
God, no. No, I wouldn't have. No, I mean, I'd come down if you want, like, because my friend Bunty Harrington had a tank. He uses his tank for going to rugby matches up in Limerick. So if I was coming down to Yall, I'd probably come down the tank. I'm sure. Oh, I'd be welcoming Yall, though, would I? Or wouldn't I?
Oh, you absolutely would. I mean, there's lots of, you know, sea swimmers down here, and lots of people, you know, on the beach.
Yeah, no, I know. I probably won't go in that case. Sea swimmers are terrible people. People in their dry robes, and they're going on.
Yeah.
Oh, they spent 250 quid in a dry robe. I have a pair of socks that cost 250 quid. Do you know what I mean? Or so I just know. I'd probably give it a miss.
Right. And do you not dip yourself, Reggie?
Well, I would, but not in the Atlantic. I don't understand it. So I'm currently in Martinique here, so it's lovely and warm, the water. But so, yeah, I mean, I don't understand why people would want to go into something of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Or maybe give themselves a wash if they're from Mill Street. You know, people like that come down to the beach, but no.
No. But you are coming down this side of the country, though. You are coming down to...
Well, you know what? I'm running for president of Ireland in 2025. And as part of that, I've been told I need to go out and meet the ordinary people of Ireland. And should they don't come more ordinary than East Cork. So I'm going to be in Sea Church in Ballycotton. Have you heard of it?
Yes. Yeah. We know the place very well. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Oh, is it? Oh, God. Well, maybe I'd be pleasantly surprised I'm coming down there. It's Friday week, October the 13th. So I'd say we'll have a good crack down there at a show. Now, I believe it's sold out, but you'd never know. But I'm touring all around. I'm going to Bantir. Did you hear of Bantir?
No, I've never heard of Bantir, actually.
It's in North Cork, so God almighty what they're going to be like. And then Lep. I'm going to Lep as well, and Monkstown in Cork, and in the Everyman in Cork next year as well. So it's just, and then I'll be moving out around the country. You know, I mean, really taking my life into my hands. Probably going to Limerick and Waterford, a place like that as well. So meeting ordinary people there in the run-up to the presidential election.
And will Bunty, like, will he, do you have an entourage that travels with you, Reggie? Like, will Bunty be travelling with you in the tank?
Very helpful. Bunty will be doing sound, Bunty Harrington. And then I never travel without my solicitor, Scobie Comfort, in case there's some kind of tax squeeze we can pull off when we're in a place. So Scobie will probably come with me as well. And then I'd normally have one or two girlfriends, open-minded women from northern European cities like Mönchengladbach and stuff with me. But really, I don't want to have an entourage, because for me, this is about reaching out to the ordinary people of Ireland, but without touching them, unless they're very, very good looking.
So for
that's
sure.
my main goal, yeah.
And what would be your manifesto? So if you're running for president, you know, what are you running on?
Well, I've obviously a number of things. I tell you, you know, my main thing that I want to do as president, it's around global warming, and I want to bring global warming to Ireland, because I think, you know, we were stuck home this summer, kind of 17 degrees and breezy, and we were looking at beautiful warm weather and roads, the beaches are nearly on fire, you know, that kind of gorgeous stuff. And I want to bring that out. I think people of Ireland are crying out for that. It's terrible. We have to fly out for that kind of stuff. So I want to bring that to Ireland is I suppose one of my key policy things.
And you're in Martinique, so, you know, you don't seem to worry about your carbon footprint or anything like that.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No, I mean, I'd be trying to up that
right.
In an attempt to bring global warming to Ireland, because, as I said, it's very cold. It's cold today, actually, so, you know,
yeah.
What people are talking about.
And while you're away, Reggie, do you not worry about the mansion in the Blackrock Road? I mean, is Sean Mack, O'Shea, keeping an eye on the gaff for you?
Oh, like? You've heard about my neighbour.
Yeah.
I mean... No, I have a huge wall.
Okay.
Completely walled off. It's on the Blackrock Road. I walled it off to block off the kind of knuckle draggers who've been up and down to matches in Porky Queeve. You know, I wouldn't really want somebody from Carrigtwohill looking in at me, or Yall, geez, worse again, or Middleton. So I would have, I'm completely walled off. A very high security system as well there, so you wouldn't be going near it.
Right, so he's, you know, he's not, you're not going to come back, and he's had planning permission for something.
I mean, he's from Kerry, so he's forever putting up stuff in his place, like theme parks and things like that, and rocket launchers and stuff. Which I'm not there that much.
Right.
I've been Martinique a fair bit, or I've country estate as well, Castle Reggie, which, you know, it's kind of in, it goes across four counties, so it's fantastic as well. So, you know, I'd be in the Blackrock Road.
And would you move to the Oris then if you get the presidency, Reggie? Are you going to move in there, or?
Cork. No, I'd move the Oris to Cork. So, I mean, have you seen the Oris? It's a tiny house on the north side of Dublin, which is worth, surrounded by the Phoenix Park. No, why would I want that? No. What I might do is, I mean, the building that's in Cork or in Dublin, I'd just leave it, maybe leave it out in Airbnb, because you get a fortune for something in Airbnb in Dublin. But I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't be moving up to Dublin. No, why would I do that?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, you can rule from Cork as much as ruling from Dublin.
It's time, though, that the Cork person as head of state. And look at the competition, Bertie Ahern. I mean, he's supposed to be, he's from Dublin. That's not even the worst thing about him. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And how would you feel then if you're, you know, meeting different heads of state and stuff like that, you know, would you bring them to Cork?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why, actually, because you were asking me earlier about stuff that I've done at the, you know, Camden Cork industry. We've made vast improvements in the city. And I mean, one of the main ones, I'd be delighted to bring anyone to Cork and show them around the harbour, because, you know, under my presidency, we've been responsible for a lot of the bigger cruise liners coming into Cove. And they've brought amazing benefits to the harbour area, obviously. And the main one is they're blocking Cove, the big cruise liners, because nobody wants to be looking at Cove. So, like, I'd be very happy to bring the president of Prue or whatever for a tour around the harbour in my 50-foot yacht.
Yeah, and
around video.
And tell me, Reggie, do you moor your yacht in Crossavon in the RCYC?
I do, but you know, people say to me, "Oh God, I'm in the RCYC." There's RCYC and there's RCYC.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There's two different marinas, and the Camps Cork Institute, we've our own marina.
And
it's handmade in Italy, so, like, you know, we are in there, but obviously we're not really there. And again, Crosshaven. I mean, have you been in Crosshaven?
Yeah, well, I'm from Crosshaven, Reggie. Yeah.
Oh Jesus, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I mean, one of the big dangers in getting down to the yacht is driving through Crosshaven. You don't want to make eye contact with the locals, because that could go badly wrong. We've had, the most of us would have tinted, we'd have limited edition Range Rovers, obviously, or Bugattis. We'd have tinted glass, because the last thing you want to do is make eye contact with somebody from Crosshaven.
Yeah, but they're very open-minded women down there, so I believe.
Oh, they are, and that's one of the main reasons we still go down there. I believe Cork Week is fantastic.
Cork Week is the week.
People aren't worn out from showing off. It's a great place to meet open-minded women from all over the world.
So tell me, though, you know, it's exclusive because your 13th of October date down in Ballycotton is sold out. So do you vet people that come to your shows, Reggie, beforehand? Or
so serious. No, I'm so serious about meeting all sorts of people that I'm allowing anyone in as long as you buy a ticket.
Right. Okay.
I'm allowing you in. Now, obviously, there is a moat at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
And I have three Alsatians. But no, I will. There'll be no vetting. People are allowed in, right?
They can come in as long as they pay.
Precisely. See, I'll be honest with you, Orla. Part of this is I need to reach out. I need to understand what ordinary people are thinking, if they're thinking anything at all. Because I haven't a clue. You know, I never come into contact with them, which is great normally, but unfortunately out of a vote. So for me, it's about getting in front of as many people as possible and hearing their views. And they're, you know, I want them to hear what I have to offer as well.
Yeah, but and I'm wondering, though, I mean, you've got a new book that's coming out, and I'm wondering why you've decided to share how, you know, to the ordinary masses, any of your tips and tricks,
yeah.
You know?
You know, it goes back to, I actually detail this at the start of the book. So I have a book, Reggie's Guide to Social Climbing, is going to be in the shops, I think, from the 16th of October. Ideal Christmas present, actually, if you're stuck, to want to give to somebody, but particularly if they're from Limerick. But look, the point is, what happened to me is I was down in Ballymaloe House. You know Ballymaloe, I'm sure.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
Never been in there now, but you've probably driven past it. But I was in there having a steak recently with a very open-minded woman from Stuttgart. And this guy sat down next to me and he asked for the turbot. I mean, that's the wrong way to pronounce it. You probably think it isn't, no, but it is. Okay, it's turbo. And that got me thinking that, you know, we're in a much more open society now. Gone was a day when I wouldn't meet anybody like that. But, you know, money now means you have to sit next to these kind of people in a restaurant. So I'm trying to teach people, basically, who've come into money, the nouveau riche, how to behave in polite society. And that's the whole point of Reggie's Guide to Social Climbing. It's 24 steps. Where the alcoholics only give you 12 steps, but I'm giving 24 steps to help you climb the social ladder. Now, obviously, you'll never get to my level. I'm
obviously
at rung one, but I can get you up to rung two. That's the idea.
Okay, so you're willing to share some of the knowledge that you've learnt over the...
Absolutely. Well, you see, I'm willing to share it all because it's not about knowledge in the end anyway. It's breeding, you know what I mean? So if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get there. But you can get. You can improve yourself. You can improve yourself. And that's the message that I'm hoping to help people wherever possible, particularly in the kind of newer commuter towns like Ballincollig and Glanmire and Dingle, who, you know, people have come into money really just because of Americans coming over here spraying money around. But a lot of them would have, you know, gone to school in Cantorque and things like that. So I suppose they have a long way to go, and I hope to bring them on the journey with this book.
And very gracious of you, really, to be honest. And tell me, you know, you're running for president. Do you have a slogan to you know, get out to the masses?
I do. It's Reggie for President. It's good, isn't it?
It's original.
Everything about me, I think. Reggie. But I also have a secondary slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Make ordinary great again. MAGA. I think, you know, for too long, people have been subjected to the kind of intellectual and liberal elites like Michael D. Higgins. God almighty, an awful man. So I want to be a voice for the ordinary people of Ireland. So I'm going to make ordinary great again, MAGA.
And you know, once you get into the Oris, you do have to also consider the dogs that you're going to bring with you, your animals, because they're all sometimes outshine the president, Reggie. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, do you have a particular breed of dog that you're going to bring with you to the Oris?
Two red setters. I have three red setters. And I tell you, the last thing I want to be seen is, you know, these kind of designer dogs, cockapoos and labradoodles and awful things that I see people, particularly during the pandemic, walking up and down. Walking up and down the marina outside my house. I mean, these are crossbreeds. Should we don't know we're messing with science when we start dealing with these things? So, no, I have three red setters, and we've got, like, we actually have pedigree papers from them going all the way back to Brian Brew. For these, so these are proper pedigree dogs, and I think they become synonymous with a presidential reign of kind of, you know, class and panache.
Yes.
And money. Lots and lots of money.
Lots and lots of money.
Not for tax purposes, can I just say, if anyone from the revenue is listening, I don't have that much money at all.
No, of course not. So look, it's been a great honour, obviously, for me to chat to you. And
it must be. It must be.
Yeah, and unfortunately, because of the moat and the fact that you're sold out, we won't get to see you down in Ballycotton. But you're also going to be in Everyman, if I can, you know, get the train up from...
Speaking of trains, you could get the train to Bantyre. Would you believe it? I'm going to North Cork. Jesus, there's the first. I'm going to Connolly's and Leap for people, you know, if you're below West Cork. And then I've been to the Everyman Theatre. That's all before Christmas. I have a surprise date to announce yet. It's in Monkstown, I'm telling you now. But I'll be in the Everyman next April, two nights in the Everyman next April. And you can find all the details about those dates and the book. They're all on reggieblackrockroad.com.
Superb.
Well, some money.
Yes. Well, I don't have much money, so I won't really
be. Whatever you have, I'll take it.
Whatever I have, I am from Crosshaven, so I have a little bit, you know. So
I wonder.
Reggie, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you know, I look forward to seeing you in the Oris.
Likewise, so do I. Thanks a million, Oris.
Thanks a million. Bye.